Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for all of our upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org and see what we have coming down the pipeline, as they say. So in the studio, I have author Om Devi, who wrote A Dialogue with Depression. Thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
So how are you doing today? How are things going?
I'm doing well. Just finished teaching my yoga class this morning and ready to go.
You're ready to go. Well, wonderful. Well, you know, I've met you through the chamber. You've been coming to the coffee at Carver's and some of the chamber events, and we've sat down and just had our own conversations. And I want to ask you, what was the foundation, the reason for writing the book, A Dialogue with Depression?
Several things. The first one is my husband chose his exit from this world via suicide, which was caused by many years of suffering from depression. It was my lack of understanding of what this really was. He was a bright guy, and I figured, well, depression, we use the word lightly daily.
Right.
And there's a difference between feeling sad, low one day and then revved up the next. Depression is described by people that suffer from this illness, and it is also called clinical depression versus depression. We should use a
Sure. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know, it's like I get bummed out, you know, and feel, oh man, just, you know, overwhelming of work, taking care of my mom's stuff, taking care of things at home. I mean, all these things that we get bombarded with. But usually, within a day or two, a few days, whatever, if you feel like, okay, I've accomplished my checkoff list. But for deep depression and clinical depression, what are some of the signs that, you know, now hindsight, what are some of the things that you look back on and wish you would have realized before?
Well, when I dealt with husband and then discussed, interviewed people that other people that suffered from clinical depression, things people describe, they don't actually have the tools to get themselves out of depression, a clinical depression. And that's a big deal, because when someone is healthy, even though we all have our up and down days, your first reaction when someone says they don't feel well is you get over it.
Right.
Don't go into that dark cloud. Don't go into a deep hole, which is how people have described the clinical issue of depression. And you realize over a period of time they don't have the tools.
Yeah.
But then relationships get in the way.
Right.
So you, well, what have I done wrong? As opposed to, oh, this person is sick and needs help.
Yeah. What are some of the tools that in your research that people, I guess, should turn to or know what tools are available to help with depression?
Good question. One is their awareness that it's a real illness. That's a big deal because people don't get it because it's not visible.
Right.
It's not like variations on the theme of cancer, but it's very similar to it in terms of what happens with this heart-mind disconnect.
Right.
And when people don't see it, they don't necessarily get it.
Right.
And I don't know whether I answered your question.
Well, some of the tools is what I was
talking
about.
Yeah. Okay, and so some is talk therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's medication. But when you talk about depression, it can come from many different things. It could become, it could be a chemical imbalance in the brain. It can be an onset of something traumatic that has happened that someone cannot get out of and can't accept that there is an end of a road and then you can start over.
Sure.
Sometimes what happens is an overwhelming of incidents that you don't know where to go to handle it, and you take it too much on yourself.
Right.
And you assume or feel there's no help.
Well, and I would assume, too, that a lot of people turn to self-medicating, whether it's, you know, alcohol or drugs or whatever, just to try and numb the reality that they're in.
Well, it can happen, and those are not the correct drugs. One thing that can really exacerbate or increase the illness is addiction.
Yeah.
Now, we don't always accept addiction like working too much as something that's negative, but it even that can be something that prevents you from accepting what's going on.
Right. Let me ask this: are there signs that that you now realize that maybe if somebody's listening, that they go, "Wow, you know, a friend of mine has given some indications, or posted something on Facebook, or said some things in a conversation." Are there things that you would tell people that these might be identifiers that, you know, someone that's depressed might need some help?
Yes.
What are some of those?
One thing that I've noticed in particular is when someone withdraws from their circle, their group, when someone starts isolating themselves, when people have, or someone has lack of interest in what's going on, mm-hmm. in socializing with friends, family, partners, and that it's significant, mm-hmm. because you can brush it off. Oh, the person's tired. They worked hard.
Right.
But when you start finding a consistency of withdrawal,
it's kind of a warning flag.
Get on
it. Yeah.
It's a warning. And if you let things go too long, they're in preparation for,
yeah.
an end game.
Now, how do you approach somebody? I mean, is it best just come out and say, "You seem depressed lately. Is everything okay?" Or what's the best way to approach that?
That can work. But the key thing is to hear what they're saying and not try to fix it. Because as a lay person, a friend, family,
right.
member, etc., we have a tendency to jump on someone. Oh, well, you should do that.
Right.
No, hear, listen, bear witness,
mm-hmm.
and observe the person in terms of what's going on. Let them say what they have to say, and do not judge.
Right.
Just listen.
Just listen, yeah.
And this is of use.
Well, and it is, like you say, we especially guys, we all want to, I'm a fixer, you know. Well, you know, and I'm always suggesting, well, why don't you go talk to this person or that person? You know, I always say, you know, mental floss every day, and I definitely talk to people, and I don't hold my feelings in very often. Sometimes I probably should be quiet more than I realize, but I think if someone's listening too, and you just feel that, yeah, you're just not able to snap out of this, seek professional help, and I want to say whether it's Access Health, or there's plenty of professionals in our area that are here to help and know that it's a disease. It is something
that is
real.
It's real. And as in all diseases, the easiest one to talk about, cancer, there are types of cancer that can be cured.
Right.
There are types of cancers that can be put in remission.
Mm-hmm.
There are types of cancers that cannot be cured.
Right.
And this is what has to be understood. Depressions have those same three: cure, remission,
mm-hmm.
Stage 4 illness.
Right.
And then
the things, the tools that are given to help get through it and to continue to seek help, because I would assume, and I don't know this, but that if you're diagnosed with clinical depression, you can fall back into it. It can be recurring.
Yes, you can. And that's a problem, to make sure you're dealing with a professional that knows how to take you beyond the edge of the dark hole. Because what I have also discovered, when people are ill,
mm-hmm.
And they start getting better, and
yeah.
there is a huge sign of socialization again and good stuff like that, what then can happen is they realize what they have done to close friends, family, mm-hmm. etc., and they're horrified and feel terrible. And that at that moment, they can fall back into the hole because then they feel really bad of what, right. in terms of what they've done to others, not just to self.
Well, and a professional can help them kind of peel. What I always say is like our minds are like onions, you know, peel away the layers to get to the core of what the issue might be, and then continue to help and identify some of those things that that they can overcome in order to do it. Now, let me ask this. If somebody would like to get a copy of your book, is there a way to get a hold of you? Because I know you're self-published, I believe. And
I
so,
am self-published, uh-huh. but it is on Amazon.com.
Okay. And again, and the name also, of the book?
And the name of the book is A Dialogue with Depression. And I've used my pen name of Om Devi, my mm-hmm. spiritual name of Om Devi.
Okay. And it's O-M... New word, D-E-V-I, and again, A Dialogue with Depression. And now, what did you discover for yourself when you wrote the book? You didn't know I'd ask that question. I just saw the look, and you're like, whoa, where did that one come from, Jack?
Okay, well, the thing is, when you are dealing with a friend or family member, it is a disease, and it is not your fault.
Very good. That's a valid, very, very poignant statement, so to speak, that it's not. And we're part of, you know, from our childhood, our upbringing, all these other things that could affect us. And then if there is chemical, you know, issues that are going on with the brain. And again, I'm not any stretch of imagination close to being a psychologist. Let me ask this with writing the book. What are some of the maybe one or two of the biggest recommendations you have for someone that is depressed? What would you say to somebody?
First of all, try to address also your emotions. Don't block them. Mm-hmm. Let them come out. It could be sadness, it could be anger, it could be frustration, but have someone that's can bear witness, objective enough to mm-hmm. hear you and hear with compassion. And I know those are big words, and I know that yeah. that what does that all mean? But it is important to have an objective listener. Right. To allow you to get some of this stuff out and perhaps even find out why, to get to your root cause, where is this clinical depression coming from? Right. How long have you suffered yeah. with it? Is it genetic? Is it from multi-generations? Is it yours? And it's a challenge.
Well, and I think the biggest thing you said is that it is... can be treated, and it is something just like with cancer. You know, we can put a label on it's this, and where the mind and you just where places you go. So again, it's A Dialogue with Depression. Om Devi, it's available on Amazon. And also, if you have been feeling depressed, I highly, whether it's Suicide Hotline or Access Health, please take the time for yourself and seek help. I told you the time would go quick. We're out of time.
Oh, well.
Well, we see you at the next chamber event.
I look forward to it.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Again, check out on Amazon, Dialogue with Depression. And we have to send it back to the studios. Have a great day.